Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And Darren Frahill is here with the Sports News. Morning, Darren.
Yeah, good morning, Mary. And Ghana have sacked their coach, Chris Hughton, after a side failed to get past the group stage of the African Cup of Nations. They could only manage two draws in their matches against Egypt and Mozambique. They lost the other one to Cape Verde. There would have been a big expectation that, you know, they'd be involved in the business end of this particular tournament. And I think the tough thing for Chris is they actually led Mozambique by 2-0.
They provided a lot of drama.
They did. And Mozambique had that really late equaliser as well. So somehow they let that slip from their grasp. And I, you know what, it's a massive blow from personally being linked with the Irish job, of course, along with Lee Carsley. And he's probably seen as the front runner, and you know, big blow for him. And you know, I think there was an expectation that they did pretty well. So that's Chris Hughton, a setback for him. Chelsea have qualified for the Carabao Cup final, beating Middlesbrough 6-1. They go through 6-2 on aggregate. The Championship side had taken that 1-0 lead to Stamford Bridge, but a very different Chelsea last night, and they'll meet either Liverpool or Fulham, who meet at Craven Cottage in the second semi-final, second leg tonight. Liverpool lead that one 2-1. Millwall have signed the Irish striker Michael Obafemi from Burnley on loan until the end of the season. In Gaelic games, three Gaelic footballers and a former rugby player, they'll soon be thrust into American football's shop window at a combine in Indianapolis next month. Scouts from all 32 NFL teams will watch the four players join the best young hopefuls from the US college football, taking kickoffs, kicking field goals and making punts. Now, a week-long trial in distance inaccuracy will determine who wins a place on the NFL draft, and with it a potentially life-changing turn. Wicklow goalkeeper Mark Jackson is one of those hoping to make an impact, and he's been speaking with Damien Lawler.
I don't think there's any point in looking too far ahead. Look, we've done a good body of work, but we've plenty more to do. We just have to keep training day after day, just getting ourselves better, get ourselves in the best possible condition to perform when we get the opportunity.
A final question for you, Mark. You said Irish guys didn't really dream of this before. That might change, mightn't it?
Yeah, that's the plan. I'd love to be the first guy that's been born and raised in Ireland to get over there and make it in, and hopefully that'll create a pathway for many more. Because if you look at the talent in Ireland, it's definitely there. You can see the Australians going over to NFL punting. Why can't our Irish people do that? Why can't Irish guys do that?
Yeah,
there is an Irishman doing this, isn't there?
There is, yeah, the Green Bay Packers. And I think he's from Wicklow originally as well, born there, moved over with his parents to America when he was very young, but he's done exceptionally well for the Packers. So, I guess up until about a year ago, this was just a far-flung idea that anyone could possibly do.
I could see Rory Beggan doing this.
Well, we're going to hear from him in the next hour. Let's see if he can. The one thing about it is, though, Gavin, it's still, like, it's a different world, and when you're not born into it and you're not doing it all the time, you know, these lads, they're great kickers, but just to go that extra step...
Worth a try.
Do you know what? It's a great opportunity for them. So we'll have Rory later on in the show. Tom O'Hearn has been ruled out of Ireland's Guinness Six Nations training camp in Portugal with a head injury, so he suffered that in Munster's loss to Northampton over the weekend. I think we all saw the television pictures did not look pretty, but in his place, Keen Prendergast has been... drafted in from Connacht. Some history made by the Irish women's cricket team. They beat Zimbabwe by 81 runs to seal a 2-0 ODI series win. Cara Murray took 6 wickets in that match, a feat no other Irish woman has ever achieved in the game before. Orla Prendergast also impressed, top scored with a 41. Let's hear though from Cara and about what that win means.
Yeah, look, we're absolutely delighted to have won the series 2-0. I think we learned a lot from that draw the other day and took the momentum and the learnings from that into today's game, and I think the lower order showed that, so it was great to come away with the series win and take that momentum into the T20s. Take the confidence from the winnings that we've had in the ODIs and move them into the T20s, hopefully finish with 2 series wins.
And speaking of history, finally, some history in Melbourne this morning. Danjana Jastremska beat Linda Noskova in straight sets, so she's through to semi-finals in Australia. She's ranked 93rd, the first qualifier since 1978 to do that. And in the last few minutes, Daniel Medvedev, he has beaten Herbert Hurkacz.